A federal judge has approved President Bush's request to reopen West Coast ports. That puts an end to a caustic 10-day labor lockout. A total of 29 ports were closed after port managers locked out members of the Longshoremen's Union rather than put up with what management called an illegal slowdown. In Washington today, President Bush said he wanted the lockout to end and for work to resume at, quote, a normal pace.
This dispute between management and labor cannot be allowed to further harm the economy and force thousands of working Americans from their jobs.
Bush's decision to intervene today made him the first president in a quarter century to use Taft-Hartley, the 1947 Labor Act. Joining us now from San Francisco is NPR's Laura Seidel. Laura, I guess this sends the dock workers back to work.
Well, just for 8 days. This is actually just a preliminary step. The Bush administration will have to be back in court on October 16th to make the full argument for an 80-day resuming of work.
Mm-hmm. And what did the president say to the court to convince them to step in and reopen the ports?
Well, the president had to convince the judge that the nation's health and safety was at stake in this dispute. And it's really more like the nation's economy. But Taft-Hartley has definitely been used before to reopen ports on both the East and the West Coast.
Any response yet from port managers or the union?
Well, at almost exactly the same time that President Bush announced he would seek the injunction, the union made a last-minute offer to extend their previous contract for 30 days. And the union has been strongly opposed to federal intervention from the start, so that was probably a last-ditch effort to stop it. They think this just will delay a resolution. Meanwhile, in fact, management has said they're happy that the president has stepped in. And they are actually the ones who closed the ports. This is a lockout and not a strike.
The order, as I understand it, reopens the ports, is a restraining order, a period which presumably would be used by labor and management to reconsider their positions while everyone gets back to work. But there's no guaranteeing anything gets resolved, right?
Absolutely not. And both sides are pretty passionate. In its report to President Bush, the Board of Inquiry actually stated that the seeds of distrust have been widely sown and they have poisoned the atmosphere of mutual trust and respect.
So was there any progress at resolving the core dispute in this issue?
Not really. And the core really here is about jurisdiction of jobs. The union wants jurisdiction over jobs created by technology, because if they don't get jurisdiction, they're afraid it's going to decrease their ranks and they will lose power. And this has been a very powerful union over the years.
Mm-hmm. And what happens now if we don't resolve this dispute in the 80 days, that is, if we get this extended after this brief period?
Well, there's no precedent for President Bush using Taft-Hartley to step in again, so I don't think he can. And if they don't resolve it, there may, in fact, end up being another strike, or a first strike.
Thanks, Laura. NPR's Laura Seidel in San Francisco. Thank you very much.